Rotators, it's Friday, and that means it is time to begin episode 2 of Arc 8. My first arc as the DM of the Rotating Heroes podcast. I really hope that you're enjoying it. Please, as always, if you are having an absolute blast, don't forget to leave us a review so that more Rotators will find the show. And as always, always, I just realized I said it. That exact phrase just now, I'm tired. Don't forget to check out the Patreon. We just put up a Ask Me Anything that I just recorded, talking about a bunch of different stuff, some questions that patrons and Discord members had asked, and that was really, really fun. We've got the Arc Box on there. We're doing an off-leash episode with Zach next week, building a character, which is super fun. We've got announcements about new arcs coming up. In that AMA, I just revealed a huge thing, which is really cool and I'm really excited about, so you should go check it out for that as well. Not to mention all of the usual stuff that you can get your hands on if you go to the Patreon, so just go check it out. It's really, really cool. But even if you can't, or you don't want to, or you don't have the time, or the energy, whatever it is, we don't care. We just really appreciate you being here and listening to this. Thank you so much. Without further ado, here is Past Me. Take it away, Past Me.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Woo! We're doing great.
Woo! I am your Dungeon Master, Jasper William Cartwright, and I have a wonderful group of Rotators here with me today for episode 2 of Arc 8. Start with my left. Who do I have here?
Hi, I'm Victoria Longwell. Ooh. Willing to shave. It's just what it really reminded me of. I'm sorry.
Oh, make sure I.
Yeah.
I'll shave my head.
5'6".
I'll shave my head. Okay, it's fine. Just on behalf of everyone, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Everyone, thank you so much for asking. I'm good. Feeling rested, alive, grateful. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, I'm so glad.
One of these has to be a lie.
Can't tell you which one.
Yeah, I just hope it's not alive. Okay, to my right, who do I have?
Oh, it's me. I'm Erica Ishii. I'm very happy to be here. This been so good so far.
Well, what's time for us to change?
Yeah. So far. About being good or?
Yeah, absolutely. We can have a bad time. That's possible.
Don't you threaten me with
a bad time. And finally, sitting across me like a school teacher with a notebook judging my every move.
Yeah. I'm like a dad who got kicked out of a basketball game looking at the game in the window.
Pressing through the door, like trying to get through the door.
I guess my name's Zach Oyama.
You guess?
I've been here before.
Have you?
I'll be here again.
Okay.
Zach Oyama.
Confident.
Indefatigable.
I mean, I it would be funny if I just got outvoted by the board and just am gone. I'm like, wow, okay. That happened faster than I thought.
Yeah, it's kind of incredible. There's a board of 2 and you still lost and you're on the board.
I'm willing to shave as well, I should say.
Oh, right. Okay, go perfect. Okay, cool. I'm not, just so you know, I want to be a hairy boy.
Okay, we'll keep it in mind.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping my wishes in mind. That's really nice of you.
Do you look like you're 10 when you
shave? Yes, absolutely. I look truly so young when I shave.
Yeah.
It's like not. Enjoyable. It's gotten less young. Like, as in, I feel like the last time I shaved, I was like, huh, okay. Like, this is. I'm not quite as young as I used to be when I shaved. Like, some things have started to happen. I'm like, okay, this is a shame, I guess. Okay. I didn't think I'd long for that, but, you know, I no longer feel like 16 when I shave.
Isn't it funny?
I'm like 22 when I shave, which is, you know, like 7 years more than I used to look. So, okay. Kind of sad. Speaking of sad,
wow,
he threatened us with a bad time.
This is going to be the worst episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast today, and I promise
we're getting it out of the way.
Yeah, 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 let's just get it out of the way. And then, oh God. Okay. Now there's actually doubts in my mind of being like, okay, don't actually now make this bad. That'd be really bad.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're so good.
Oh God.
Okay.
So you have made a decision to, that's a very curious little okay there.
Okay, if you say so. Okay. I remember some other
stuff. Zach has been saying "if you say so" under his breath a lot.
Yeah. And it's also weird. He's been mouthing along the like what he thinks should happen as the dungeon master.
Shaking his head disappointedly.
Not the number I would have rolled.
Well, probably not.
But based on how you rolled in the last episode, yeah.
Damn.
God, it was just abysmal. In fact, I'm going to switch these dice out right now.
I really think you should because you rolled truly so badly in the last episode. We now find ourselves on the edge of Kirkcudbright, which is an elven city not too far from this this temple that you had just escaped from. You can see ahead of you, Mother Pine is in a dead sprint away. She's so late for this concert.
Is she trying to leave us?
Sorry, not in dead sprint. She'll be in one of those like really fast like power walks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just like zero bend in the knees.
Did she switch into a windbreaker?
yeah, absolutely. She's in a windbreaker and a Blink 182 t-shirt.
Wow, she's cool.
So cool. And as you head into town, all of you can go ahead and have a look at the little map that I've made. And for all of you listening at home, there will be a map available on the little Patreon post, so you can follow along and see the map if you would
Gorgeous.
Like to.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. It's Beaker from the Muppets, right? That's what I'm seeing here.
It's Beaker from the Muppets. Yeah,
yeah, I guess the eyes.
Yeah. Actually, now I've seen it, I kind of regret, you know, a lot of decisions. Thanks. Thank you.
Sorry. I remember this place. We called it Beakerville.
Yep, not Kukuri. Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Terrible.
I'm sorry I said it. Strike it from the record.
Yeah. Well, that really is. Okay. Anyway, putting that out of our minds as far away as possible. Oh, no. We're truly off to the worst start. The episode's living up to the building. It's great. This is great. Why are you documenting this?
You said to take pictures.
I did tell you to take pictures. But not as my soul leave my body. Okay. You are entering in on this easterly road that leads into town, which is sort of in between Little Wells and the Meander. As you walk into this town, the first thing that you notice is the architecture. It's all kind of this very like white, kind of like limestone and marble. And it's very, very old fashioned. It's all sort of big, towery columns and like
someone opening and closing their gate that has no motor.
Yeah, there's these big kind of pillars and like things stacked on top of them and the parts of houses that have been kind of like, they look extremely grand. Think of almost akin to like a Grecian or a Roman forum in style. And everyone that walks around seems to walk with a kind of grace and elegance that almost belies them walking. They almost seem to glide. They take such sort of small and considered steps underneath their kind of long, flowing, kind of gold-trimmed robes, and they have these gorgeous sort of pointy ears. And there's a real mixture of like different kinds of like fashions and styles and everything, but like it's all extremely expensive. And I think just as you're kind of walking around, you can just hear a lot of a lot of like kind of hobnobbing and toing and froing. Everyone go ahead, roll me a perception check.
I remember this place. It's a bit fancier.
I think for you, Jin, as you're looking around, it's kind of probably making you feel like a little bit more comfortable because this place really hasn't changed that much.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I can grab onto the belt loop of this city.
And use it to tether me to reality.
Okay. I'm alive and normal, and this is normal.
This is fine.
Perception?
Yes, please.
19.
Whoa, you are so neat. Nice. Okay. I think with an 8, you're probably semi-distracted by just the sort of sheer kind of sensory overload of this place. It's these big, tall, grand buildings. And I think that you, maybe it's even that you just, because you've been here as well before, you're just like, eh, okay.
I'm bustling around.
Whatever. Yeah, you're hustling and bustling. I think for the two of you, you're kind of a bit wide-eyed and like, whoa, okay, this is a lot to take in. And you notice a couple things. There seems to be a small gathering over to the left-hand side, and you can kind of hear someone shouting about something, but it's a little bit muffled. You can see what looks incredibly out of place. There is a lady lying down on the ground. She wears these sort of tattered kind of brown kind of like really like kind of like knapsack type clothes, which is like extremely out of place. And she's just sort of lying on the ground, but she doesn't look to be particularly in distress. She seems to sort of be almost like lounging. You also see as well, there is a guard, like quite like an upright looking guard as well. And these are just sort of, you know, a few little pockets of places that kind of stand out to you. Is there anywhere in particular or anyone in particular that you would like to go and talk to as you walk into?
Well, may I ask a question quickly that I really should know? Mm. Are you an elf?
I am an elf.
Mm. Okay. I have two thoughts, and I'm really sort of overloaded in this place. First, I just want to admit to everyone, I really haven't been around many elves, and the only one that I did meet was bad until you.
That's right.
So
as Zach says, so I'm not my character.
That is correct, actually. Yeah.
So this is really quite something for me. Also, I don't know if this makes sense to anyone else, but does it seem like the woman who looks quite different and a little maybe shabby on the ground? Do we think it's performance art? Could we get rid of our crushing boredom if she performed for us?
Yeah, I mean, let's go over there and see what's going on, I guess.
So you're going to go across to the lady lying on the ground?
Yes, I mean, if everyone feels open to it.
Yeah, okay.
And this is a typical, I mean, Elven City. They walk really short-stepped and they do a little bit of a fancy laugh.
Wow.
You'll get used to it.
Okay, I don't know if I will.
As you approach this lady, you see one of the, there's like another, seemingly like another kind of burly looking elf that kind of steps out of the, of like a nearby alleyway and gives you a little bit of a look, and she sort of holds her hand and goes, oh no, it's fine, let them approach me.
Oh, she's so
hello, you three, can I help you at all?
Are you okay? You're just kind of lying there on the
ground. Oh no, I'm in need of money and maybe some refreshment. This woman looks incredibly comfortable.
Refreshment? I don't know. You're saying one thing, but it seems like another. I don't know what the word is for that because I'm...
Subtext.
Subtext. Oh, I'm an incredibly earnest person, so this is so unusual to me.
Oh no, I'm just I have no house, no home. I'm just here being, just asking for money and things.
Are you pretending to not have money?
I don't have money. What are you talking about? I don't. Feel free to roll the insight check.
18. Oh, wait, no. I have
Seven. Freya is out of her element.
Okay, DC 5 here. This woman is extremely rich.
yeah.
And she is clearly pretending to be poor. And she sort of looks at you and goes, you're not buying this, are you?
Your art is bad and you should feel bad.
So it is performance art.
No, it's not performance art. It's this fancy new retreat where you pretend to be poor and it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you're grounded.
This is an interesting way to spend your time, is my most gentle way of saying it.
Young lady, usually this kind of behavior is the thing that is important to revolution, so you better examine your art scene very closely.
Oh.
This is not a threat, just simple facts. If you look at your history books.
I do look at history books. I'm actually the local librarian. I'm just trying to, you know, get away, get a little perspective on life. And so someone suggested that I dress up like this and I ask people for money. And it's quite exciting. You know?
Wait, you're the librarian?
You're the librarian?
I am the librarian, yes.
I take out my glasses and I clean them. I'm like, well, Judith, it's good to see you.
Oh, how did you, how do I know you? Oh!
I've got
you!
A library card, yes.
You're the one that rips the pages off of the books! Yes, yes, you, and you would only leave when my husband gave you a card out of his wallet.
Yes, my library.
Your library
my
card!
Library card. Yeah. I hold it up and it's like...
I think you can
so
see
So we got a library card and I'm just wondering if you can... it's very real and it should work.
Roll me a persuasion check. With disadvantage, probably. Okay. Not that I feel like you need disadvantage right now.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what you need is persuasion.
It was a 19 and a 17 on the die.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
What?
Persuasion is plus 6.
Whoa.
23.
I regret so deeply asking you for this role.
You rolled a Michael Jordan.
It's me, baby.
And that's canon, you know?
My name is Michael Jordan.
She just looks at you and she's like, oh, yes, it's like so real, this library card. Yeah, I must say, the way you slick your hair back, what products do you use? It's
Pool Goop.
Pardon?
Pool Goop.
Pool Goop.
Pool
and then
Goop.
She clicks her hands and the big burly elf steps out and she goes, Michael, make a note of Pool Goop, please. And I must find some. Thank
Spelled
you.
Spelled P-O-O-L Goop.
P-O-O-L
Goop.
Could you spell the goop part, please?
It's like pool, but with a G and a P.
you see him like staring at his notebook, like.
He wrote pool poog.
Yeah. Pool poog. Okay, I've made a note of it. That's all good.
Do you have business in the library? Or,
I've been poisoned.
Okay, my dear. I must say, not typically a library where you would go for that. We have healers and, people like clerics, perhaps.
A healer won't be good enough, we don't think.
Yeah, I gotta remember, there's sort of a passage from a book that I think I need.
Yeah, and something about a tree and Zophine and, I don't know.
Ooh, a tree.
Midnight.
Midnight?
Midnight.
You need
Space
this by
midnight.
Midnight. You need this by midnight.
I think actually, yeah.
Oh, right. Well, okay. Sure. Okay, well, listen. I was supposed to be out here for another sort of, 20 minutes, but I could probably show you the library. And he sort of like leans into you because just the bird has a bit of a thing for ripping out the pages of my books, which is less ideal for, library. So,
well, we can't go in without soap feathers.
Did you say soap feathers? Sorry?
Soap feathers.
Soap feathers. Wait, when he said it, you understood it?
Yeah, yes, of course. Yeah.
Freya's not happy.
Yes.
We'll try to...
Sorry, it's just that he rolled at 23 and I feel rather bashful towards him.
Okay.
This is...
So as this elf... stands up to their full 4'8". kind of short. She starts to walk, and again, she walks with a very similar kind of grace and elegance that almost appears as if they are floating, nay, hovering over the ground. Even the ground itself, which is a sort of cobbled stone with a bit of sand, it almost feels like so perfect, like the perfect amount of sand just to make it kind of feel kind of wistful and somewhere, exotic. It's like, even that feels like it's been manicured. Like every single part of this place feels like that. Anyone that would like to, go ahead and roll me a perception check. Just as you're kind of, the path you're going to take is going to take you past this kind of gaggle of people that are gathered around someone.
24.
Natural one.
Natural one? Okay, so a piece of sand just sort of floats up and into your eye.
Jin's down.
Yeah.
Jin's down.
Jin's on death saving throws. Jin, you can just roll me a death save. That'd be great.
Natural 20.
You're back up with one hit point.
I'm ashamed to waste it.
I'm dying.
Did you really roll a natural 20 just then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame. True shame.
You only have a certain amount of those in your life, Zach.
I think that has to be true.
It's fucked up. That's really fucked up to hear.
That's really, I'm really school. Sorry. As you, it was a 24. 24?
In eight.
Eight. And it was one natural one.
Okay. Natural one.
Yeah, so you have sand in your eye. I think with an eight, you can
carry
kind of
just, me.
You can kind of just hear this, like, you know, people kind of, someone's shouting and there's like a crowd are kind of trying to like pitch in and get involved. And I think that through the kind of crowd with your eagle eyes and your huge bottleneck glasses, you can both hear and see this sort of very tall looking elven man who's holding up like a poster. He's got like a flyer type thing in his hand. And you see just underneath the flyer. So he's got this like very kind of like dark skin, you know, very long pointy ears, almost like they almost seem to like go above his like headline. And you know that like, you would know in it that there's like a, there's a little bit of a thing, like some elves like to pretend that they're kind of like more pure elves by how like, how pointy their ears are. And so like this guy with his, he's got a bald head, extremely kind of dark skin, and these like really tall pointy ears, and he's holding up this flyer.
Look at those things.
Oh, wow.
That like, guy.
Oh, that guy.
Don't be
It's awesome.
Wow, hey, wow, that's pretty cool.
Still so confused. You're
so suddenly now conscious of your ears.
So I'm not often as ashamed as you think.
This is a new thing.
It's worrying me how much you think I'm ashamed.
All right, our bodies are prisons, you know.
And okay, okay. Prisons, huh?
I know a thing or two. You probably know a thing or two about your body being a prison, quite literally, for the last 400.
My body has been in prison.
Yes.
And my prison.
And your prison. So he's holding up this flyer, and you see just next to, so the flyer seems to have it seems to be like a poster that's like advertising it seems to be tuition, like it's a, like it's some sort of school or kind of like a university or something. And then next to the flyer, you see there is a very sharp looking, a younger looking elf. She's got slightly kind of lighter brown skin, but she's got this like kind of shock of like braided white hair. She's got like a bow thrown over her back, and she's sort of like scanning the crowd. And she actually, I think, makes eye contact with you for like a brief second, and you kind of, you get the sense that she's also like a very perceptive person. And I think you hear a little bit of what the person is saying as you make your way past, and you hear, you just hear this.
We have to stop. What is going on? They are taking our children and mixing them with commoners. It's not acceptable. They are poisoning their minds, radicalizing them. We must stop them. I say we must stop them.
And that's probably what you hear as you kind of roll past. I don't know if you want to share this with the group.
So, Feathers, you were making some faces.
Does anyone have any water that I could just splash in my eye?
I think the guard, the person that was guarding this lady who's walking, just immediately, like, in your face, just throws water. Does that help?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you want to do it again?
No.
And before you, I think before you can say no, he just produced another glass of water out of his coat and just splashed you again.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I think that definitely. I think I'm good now. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, good. Good.
A little low status here, I should say.
Yes. Well, perhaps we might have a chance to mix in with the highfalutin folk. What's this that they're all jibber-jabbering about?
And who are you asking? The
librarian.
The librarian. Oh, there's some school that's opened on the edge of town, and they are using some of the old obelisk tech to sort of increase the mental capacity of them, their students, apparently trying to make them sort of really impressive, amazing physical specimens and mental specimens, things like that, you know. And some of the people in town don't like the change, but others seem to find it exciting, interesting, how we elves can be even more fabulous than we are, which is, I know, hard to believe. Sorry. Are you okay?
What's... Yeah, no, sorry. Did you catch something in your throat? Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Be careful, they're going to throw water.
Immediately the tall guy just splashes water in your face. There you go.
Thank you.
How could there be that much water in that
glass? You see, he opens his coat, and he's just got pockets filled with glasses of, like, individual glasses of water.
Amazing. How do they stay?
I have to make sure that Beryl is kept well watered while she's pretending to be poor.
Hmm? Oh, you stay so quiet when you move. I can't hear the glasses clanking together.
It's part of my job to be secretive.
Wow.
It's elven glass.
Is that it?
Stealthy. That it? And he's going to... Hold on. Yeah, he just sort of tries to walk into an alleyway that's just very well lit. And he's like, you can't see me.
I can see him. I don't want to be rude. Just,
they okay. can't see me. I'm good at my job.
I feel like the more we talk to him, the more we're going to get splashed in the eyes of water.
Oh, you're right. Oh,
I'm sorry. I thought you looked like your eye was hurting again.
I'll let you know next time.
You'll let me know. Okay.
Well, this university business sounds quite interesting to me. I'm sure there's plenty that I could learn there. But then again, I did not go to school. I'm self-taught. And look at me now.
Hey.
I'm self-taught, too. Uh-oh. I teach myself every day.
We're all learning. Yeah.
We're all learning.
No, and I think I'm done.
Jen is just covering his eyes.
We're all he throws learning. It with such power as well. Like, he's clearly very strong.
It's just like the back of my hand stings.
Yes, he just does another one.
Okay.
Perfect. So yeah, as you get into the library.
Well, we're on a bit of a time crunch here. Well, we can stop by the school later.
Okay, yes. Oh, I should warn you. Obviously, you'll know already. My helpers, I actually managed to commandeer the whole library for myself. That's actually how I'm quite so well off as I am. My helpers are undead, so just don't be alarmed when you walk in. You know, that's the case.
Did you say undead?
Yes, so don't worry about them, dear.
And when you say helpers, are they paid? Are they volunteers? What is happening here?
Oh, sure. Let's go with volunteers. Yeah.
You commandeered the whole library?
Well, yes. You know, I sort of got in, made a few changes, got rid of the staff because they were being paid too much.
Wait, but when you commandeered it, you made it free for everyone to
absolutely
come in and use the books.
Absolutely not. The only reason I'm letting you in for free is because I'm hoping I can get myself a little elf, you know, later. It's just sort of bashfully looks towards you like...
Freya again is unhappy.
This happens from time to time.
Zach, I can't tell you how much you're going to regret saying that, because that's canon now. People are just insanely attracted to Jin for some reason.
That's just how a library do. Like, libraries are
libraries can be very horny places. So.
Okay, wait. Horny. I'm trying to not... Sorry, what?
Nothing.
I'm trying not to die, and I've been poisoned, and I feel like I'm looking for a book that would be on a plinth. And
a book that's on a plinth?
Yes, do you have any books on plinths?
I can't. Yes, but they're the sort of the ones I put there. I don't know that they're sort of naturally meant to be
handbooks. Handbooks that might have been at the temple at some point, but before my time, I didn't lose it.
I wouldn't have. Do you work? Oh, the overall. Do you also? Okay, listen. A lot of questions. I don't know if I misconstrued. I don't really care about your problems. I'm just sort of trying to get. You know.
What are you...
Points towards Jen.
Listen.
Like, I'm not really bothered about the sort of...
Maybe
you know,
we find the book and then we talk, okay?
Oh. And she, you see that she just fully takes this as like, okay, find the book and then we'll talk. That sounds good to me.
I don't think she wants to talk. I don't think she wants to talk very much.
Freya, I don't want to die from being poisoned.
You're right.
I think we just got an even better library card.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I wink. And like,
I bet it's a big library card, too.
Listen.
Oh, so we're talking now? We're talking now?
No. And I thought I just should clarify something. The book was on a plinth. It's not. I'm not looking for books on plinths. So books, not books. Categories.
You can see it's hard for me to understand though if a book has been once on a plinth. You see,
I realize it's a bad way to describe it now.
Sure. Okay, but handbook is more helpful.
How about anything with Zophine and a handbook?
Zophine, handbook. Okay, we can do this. She kind of throws her hands up, these big double doors of this like decadent library opens up, and you see in the center what is like the most kind of elaborate and sort of ridiculous fountain you've ever seen. It kind of is made to look like the kind of the outside of like the sort of external of a mountain, with this sort of almost like angelic-like being on top of it that's sort of neither male or female. It's just a sort of like peak physical form with these like kind of these ears that truly are like so high. They almost look like antenna.
God, look at those things.
So pointy. And there's like water just flowing from atop the like over the top of the elf like a shower and just rushing down the side of the mountain. And then you just look around, and there is just probably from this entry point, there's probably about 20 or 30 skeletons just sort of going about, like pushing little carts and wheeling little things and just sort of milling around and sort of doing their work.
I've never seen anything like this before.
What'd you say?
I've never seen anything like this before.
Shh. Sorry. I can't help myself. I'm sorry.
I don't think that's funny.
No, I'm sorry.
I want to abide by the rules.
I'm sorry. I had a reputation as a bit of a scamp before I got frozen.
I'm getting that.
He's just trying to, you know, refine his former scampiness. I like it.
You don't know me, okay?
I know your name's Scamp.
It's not. Okay. Hey. This is interesting, all these skeletons around. I mean,
Jerry! She claps, and a little skeleton sort of totters up to you. I'm gonna, hey, gotta get you a book.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, hi there, Jer. We're looking for something along the lines of a handbook. Zophine might have been up at the temple a while back.
Handbook might have been up at the temple at some point. Let me have a think. Okay, follow me this way.
Whoa.
Wow, he's smart. He thought to do it. He's fast.
There's a reason that I use these guys. They're pretty good. Anyway, I'll be just waiting here by the fountain.
And she sort of goes over and sort of lies across the fountain as water's just sort of pouring over her.
Are there normally fountains in library, Maria?
This is one of the tweaks I made, actually. Do you like it?
What did you just say?
I said are there fountains in libraries. I said are there normally fountains
I'm
in libraries.
I'm so sorry. Would you sorry?
It's sorry,
little,
Jerry.
It's just,
I am
it's
sorry,
it's a little loud.
Sorry,
it's a library. Okay, so if everyone keep their voice down, the books you get a little sensitive sometimes. So
I hate it here.
Oh, hey! That's the first thing you've had a big, strong feeling about.
Whoa, you're right, Soap Feathers. I guess you're rubbing off on me a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Now you're getting soapy. See, no problem with what you just said. Soap Feathers strides after the little scuttling skeleton.
Now you're getting soapy. I don't know why, but that's the title of the episode.
Wow, now you're getting soapy.
Now you're getting soapy.
So I think you're led through into this kind of a very like old looking section, and he kind of unclips a little area which is like forbidden section.
Oh my God.
Kind of
can you imagine? You could get a bunch of work done back here, I bet.
Yeah, it's like so. It's truly so quiet. You can just hear a little spider crawls past.
Oh,
you.
A spider! I love spiders.
You like spiders?
I like spiders.
Oh,
Jerry, can I ask you something?
Oh yeah, sure you can.
Do you make any money here?
Do I make any money?
You're a very skilled worker. Do you make any money here?
I do. I make bank.
Is that
what?
Right?
Yeah, that's right. I get paid big
in
time.
In what? What are you paid in?
I'm paid in life.
Life.
I'd be unanimated.
Oh, so
oh Jerry. Oh.
I love it. And
he
reveals his arm, and you just see on one of the bones of his arm, he's got like you know, like the In Time, the Justin Timberlake movie. He's got a little clock on
oh,
there.
No.
Like,
no.
Longer I spend in here,
so
more
get
time
like
I get spend on the outside.
You work and you get like. You have to spend your hours on like a cup of coffee of your life.
I know it. Oh, I can't even taste it, which is a shame. But
Jerry.
I know I liked coffee back in the day.
Jerry,
yeah. I used to run actually the old coffee shop down in Needle Bottom. So it was good. Good times.
Gosh.
Good times.
Jerry, I'm gonna. Yeah. I shouldn't, but I'm gonna ask you Please. If it's okay to tell you, I want to know if this joke is offensive to you.
Okay.
And be honest.
Okay, yeah, 100% honest. Come on, hit me.
Skeleton walks into a bar. He asks for a beer and a mop.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
He asks for a beer and a mop?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
Is he a janitor skeleton?
What's he going to do with a beer and a mop?
Well, think about it. He's going to drink the beer, and then what's going to happen to it?
What's going to happen? It's going to spit on the floor! Woo-hoo! I gotta say, that's a good one. That's a good one. You see him like trying to slap his thigh, but he just kind of keeps missing because there's not any meat there. Oh. And then you just hear like a little...
Sorry, I just...
That's real good.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I like that one.
You can, if you change your mind, you can tell me.
Oh, if I change my mind? If I don't think it's a good joke?
So is the mop enchanted or...
So it's just a regular mop.
I'll explain it to you later, I guess.
Anyway, how about if we find this here book?
Yeah, so I don't die.
Okay, good. I gotta say, I don't remember any, what you call them, any handbook. You okay there?
No, it's a little dusty back
a little
in
dry in
section.
Here. The bodyguard comes out of nowhere.
it did help.
Shh. Oh,
sorry.
I'm so sorry. I forgot his voice.
No,
the dumb guy. I was trying to pivot
something,
back into him.
Yeah, kind something of like that.
Anyway, something like that. I don't remember anything about handbooks, but if there's a book about a handbook, we might be able to find that, or you never know, might be in luck.
We might be in luck. Let's have a look.
We never know.
Okay.
If you want to go by Zophine, then we want to look here, and here. Everyone go ahead and roll me an investigation check, please. And with this, if you tell me kind of exactly like what you're looking for, like if you're looking for like something that says handbook, if you're looking for something about Zophine, if you're looking about something that pertains to champions, kind of like, it'll just maybe depend on what...
I'm going to look for something labeled For Gus.
For Gus? Okay.
Smart.
Yeah, nice. Okay, ooh. So looking for something labeled Gus.
I was looking for something pertaining to water poison. So I rolled a 4.
A 4, okay.
16 minus 1, 15. I'm going to look for Zophine stuff because I'm like, what actually happened? That reminds me, sorry.
Both of you are still rolling intelligence checks with disadvantage, I believe, because you're bored still. So if you could roll me that again.
Sorry, 10.
There we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
I knew it'd be worse somehow.
Thank you.
You don't have to roll if you don't want to, Victoria.
Worse than a 4? No, yeah. I'd love to. Yeah. well, I got a 6, so a 4.
Oh, okay. Still a 4.
Still a 4.
That's good symmetry, though. Glad I made us do that. Okay. So I think as you're looking around for something that is to do with poisoned water, I think you probably do find a lot of things to do with poisoned water, but it's just like so kind of like, you know, you're finding a lot of like old like potions books about how to like, you know, make someone's stomach turn itself inside out.
This isn't what I want.
Yeah. But you do find a lot of, I'll say you find a book on like a step by like a dummy's guide to making poison. So if you want, you can absolutely take that book.
I'm going to take this.
Okay, then. You just make sure you return it within 2 weeks. Otherwise, all the skeletons done march out of here and come find you.
Anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Jerry.
Thing is, we don't have to stop or sleep or eat nothing, so we can just keep on walking.
Jerry, you need to stop and sleep and eat.
No, I don't. I really don't. I don't know if you got the joke earlier about the beer on
no,
the floor.
I got it. I got it.
You
thank
did?
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to upset you.
It's okay. I'm really sorry. No, I don't want to upset you. I just want to make sure you know that you should be a valued worker.
Okay? I am a valued worker. Look, I got 33 days clocked up.
Is that a lot? Or do some have like
33 days? Good. Yeah. Some of us running on 10 minutes.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. Those fancy Dan's up at the top. You know, I try to share it around when I can. If I see someone in need of help, you know, I'll give them a little bit of time.
Do you share your days?
Yeah. Sometimes.
You know, how do you get?
Got a strong community up in this library. We've got to make sure we look after people.
Where does the pool of time come from?
And it comes from Beryl.
Barrel?
A barrel?
No, Barrel.
Ah, Judy.
A person named Judy?
Yeah, Judy Barrel.
Barrel?
Yeah. Miss Judy Barrel.
Judy Barrel. Okay.
Barrel.
Librarian.
You're all saying
who's sweet on you.
Freya doesn't know what it is, but she thinks she might be having a stroke again.
Hey, she wants to give our friend here some of her time.
You see, like, he kind of I don't know how a skeleton suddenly looks anyway. That's not just how they're already looking, but somehow the
you're leaning your head back so far.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, you got yourself some of Miss Beryl's time.
But not at all. Not really.
Well, it
kind
of seems like you do.
I think I might eventually have a situation where I might be able to get some time, okay? But
right? You might be able to get some time like you want it? Not that I care.
To give to other people.
Well, it seems like she's got time to spare. And...
In fairness to Jenny, it has been 450 years. I mean, you know.
But her...
Hey, what are you saying about Miss Beryl now?
Nothing.
And he kind of leans into it and goes, to be honest, I find Miss Beryl a little too much, one of these highfalutin types. Not really. You know, us down at Needle Bottom, we are a little different type of people. You know what I mean? Different type of people, more salt of the earth.
Yes.
Like, I get it.
You know, yes. Real people. Yeah.
Real people.
And I get that with you two. You know, I really get that. But this one over here trying to get some of Beryl's time.
I'm down to earth.
Literally, that's where I found him, under the earth.
Oh, okay.
I was a pool boy, essentially.
A pool boy? So you spend all your time around the water, just like fishing stuff out for all those, you know, just making sure it's nice and clean, while the rest of us are down working the mines.
Is that what you did before?
It certainly is.
Look,
now.
There are definitely worse gigs than pool boy, but it wasn't exactly glamorous, I'll say that.
Oh, really? What wasn't glamorous about it?
Oh, well, I just didn't make a lot of money. No one really respected me that much.
Oh.
I guess, you know, and I could be a champion as well. It's also something.
Why did you be like, champion? You kind of did like a thing, old champion.
Jerry, I don't need an impression of me right now.
It's a good reminder that he is Poison Jerry. I don't know if we've said that.
Oh, that's why you're looking for the poison? Oh, okay.
Wipe a little throw up from my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. That's bad.
Did Jerry just almost vomit?
Is that how you're going to get some of the time? Because you're going to die and then become one of us? Well, there you go. You got a job. If you do die, you got a job.
Guys, we have to find this book.
Yeah, okay. First, Miss Beryl, I have to strip the meat off you, though. So, anyway, just find this book.
Oh, no.
And I found the limit. Okay, there we go. You rolled a 10?
I rolled a 10, yes.
You rolled a 10. And what exactly were you looking for?
Zophine-related stuff, I think. Zophine-related stuff. Okay. That's kind of gotten...
I think with a 10, what you're looking for is... like any kind of like histories or kind of chroniclings, and what you do find is that a lot of the books it really starts to taper off, like the number of books that you find about Zophine. It's like the further away we're getting from the Endless Halt and everything, the kind of less and less and less books there are written about this particular goddess. But I think there's one that does stand out for you, and that is a kind of, it's just like, it's like the ideals of Zophine, and I think that it rings the most true for you about like who you think Zophine is. So instead of this sort of being depicted as quite often would happen with the church of Zophine, like about this sort of being this sort of very good nature goddess, it's like more describing her as like a force of nature. It's like, you know, not necessarily good or evil or anything, or not even having like necessarily an opinion. It's about being, you know, like the tides of the ocean or the wind beneath the through the trees.
Oh, I actually got close on this one. I thought that she was a bunch of mushroom spores.
And it says mushrooms. In there, mushroom spores, definitely one of the descriptions that Zophine's found.
Yeah, that's
in.
Right here.
And I think that you would see within this is that there is a reference to Zophine having a natural plane, like another plane of existing on another plane of existence, which is, there's so many different descriptions for like what this place looks like. But I'll say you have this book, and like if you want to do further investigation at some point, then you can go through it and see if there's anything else that you pick out. And okay. It would work on the same basis where like if you ask a question, I'll sort of give you a piece of information based on that question that you specifically
asked.
Got
it. Okay. So. I'll just hold on to this for a second.
Now my question is can I use history for this? Because I've been here before.
You're a historian, so yeah.
Yes, and I'm going to look here for something specific to the temple and to Gus. That's a 26.
So as you are flicking through, you find a book labeled The Betrayal of the Jade Knight.
The Jade Knight.
And as you're flicking through
this book and kind of, I should imagine you've probably got like a very good like skim read technique down.
It's basically what I do is I use my wings
and like, turn the pages. And like,
oh, you're raising up off the ground.
Yeah. It's like that speed reading infomercial.
So as you're flicking through the book, what you gain is that this is seemingly a first-hand account of what happened to the Jade Knight, and it was that the Jade Knight was supposed to be one of the champions frozen in this pool, and one of these pools, and there is 14 different pools, and on a particular night, all of these champions were supposed to arise, but something went wrong. There was a kind of almost a collective assassination event that happened where machines turned up at these exact temples at the exact right time as these champions were being like thawed out and killed them. But machines never turned up at one, and they basically just in the book it seems to posit that there was no champion ever frozen because the Jade Knight kind of lived on after this time. And it says that the Jade Knight actually gave one of the kingdoms, known as the Valley Kingdom, the location of all of the other champions that they turned coat, basically, gave this information. All of these champions were then killed, and there's lots of like reasons as to why they think this has happened, but there is a theory that posits that the Jade Knight was overcome with jealousy that someone. That he wasn't given everything that he was promised. And it says that the Jade Knight's last known location was a town called Needlebottom. And if there was likely to be any possessions the Jade Knight had, like a handbook, that's probably where it would be.